will continue from where we stopped last 2 weeks ago on page one and is the second paragraph from the bottom. Ushnei Sipurim Elo. Okay, if you see where it is a continuation of the Reb Tzodek Dilkutei Amorim Ois Ches. Ushnei Sipurim Elo on page one. The Dor HaMabul VeNoach Anivcha Mehem LeTikun Olam, and these two stories, Dor HaMabul and Dor HaPaloga. So the first one is Dor HaMabul VeNoach Anivcha Mehem LeTikun Olam. So Noach, the Teva, and the store of Dor HaMabul is the generation that created that kernel or the potential for Torah Shebichsav. In other words, Torah Shebichsav comes, as we spoke the last time, to address the flaw of Dor HaMabul. Dor HaMabul is water, is something which is lacking definition, is lacking direction, is lacking constraint, is huge potential wasted. That is something that needed something to bind it to channel. Torah is the ultimate form of channeling, right? And that's why Dor HaMabul comes as a, this is the potential that Torah Shebichsav comes to address. That's why it's letters, with letters are always channeling something. Right? As we know, numbers and letters, the idea of gematria, so the Kohi says, the numbers are the or, that's the energy that animates the words, and the words are, and the letters are the channels, the vessels that constrain the channel, the energy of the numbers. So the numbers, the mathematical functions, are the energy behind it, and the words come to define. That's exactly the idea of Teva, right? You have water, the marble, and you have somebody who comes to create a space, to define, to channel it. Okay? That's Dor HaMabul. V'doer HaPaloga. So, who is the one that comes as the tikkun of Dor HaMabul? It's Noach. Noach is the one who creates. Noach, the word Noach itself, is that, right? What does he do? He channels, he creates the first, what did he create, right? Noach, Zeinachamenu Mimasei Yadeinu. So Rashi says he created Kli HaMachrisha. He created the plow, because the plow takes the earth, the dirt, it takes space and gives form to it. It channels it. Exactly what Noach comes to do. So Noach is the tikkun of Dor HaMabul, and Noach becomes the main Noach, which becomes the Torah Shebichsav in its ultimate form. Dor HaPaloga. What is Dor HaPaloga? Dor HaPaloga is the opposite. Always people take the opposite extreme. They come to make a milchoma to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here is somebody who didn't control anything. They didn't take control of anything, Dor HaMabul. Dor HaPaloga decided to take the ultimate control. They wanted to control everything. That's why they went to Shamayim to try to control earth from there. Why to go here and to be vulnerable to faith, to luck, or to random events? Let's control it from above. So they go ahead and they take the ultimate control. That's why they come to make a milchoma against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They said, we are going to go and we are going to prevent the marble from ever happening. Right? So they take the opposite. It's too much control. Now, who is the one who remains after Dor HaPaloga? Noach is the tikkun of Dor HaMabul. Who is the tikkun of Dor HaPaloga? Avram HaNivchar Mehem. That's Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu is the one who realizes that we control nothing. What did he give the name to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What was the name that he coined, that he gave to Hashem? It's the name of Adnus. Avram Avinu, Koral HaKadosh Baruch Hu Odin. He saw the master, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the master. Lemoshal, the son. The son before Avram Avinu had a name of the Mor HaGodol, it was called the Chama, had the name. Avram Avinu changed the name. From Avram Avinu, the son is called what? The Shemesh. That the son, which controls the earth, which has so much energy and power over the earth, is nothing but a Shemesh, is a servant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's his belief. And this is the Tikkun. So Avraham Avinu is that Tikkun or Ramabal. That's why Avraham Avinu comes, look at how givaldic it is. Who is the person who comes to argue with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That actually doesn't take HaKadosh Baruch Hu, comes to argue. It's Avraham Avinu. Ula yish chamishim tzadikim, right? Hatashchit et kol ha'ir bavur ha'chamisha. He comes to argue with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the one that comes to kibiyochol to fight with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that recognizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate master. Always that balance. So Noach is the one that takes control to be Mesaked or Amabur, who didn't take any control. They were the ones who basically didn't put any boundaries. He comes to boundary to create channels. Avraham Avinu is the opposite. From somebody who took the ultimate control, he comes to take the control with the recognition that he really controls nothing. So this is Jewish life, right? This balance. What comes from Avraham Avinu? From Avraham comes to Reish Baal Peh. To Reish Baal Peh is also the argument with Tzoyim. Right, David HaMelech, which is the founder of Torah Shebaal Peh, right? He's the beginning of Torah Shebaal Peh, Malchus Peh, Torah Shebaal Peh, Karinam Bo, Echem Et Sosiv, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu finds David HaMelech in Stom, in Stom, on that first argument at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is where humans argue with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They don't accept it. That's Avraham Avinu, the Tikkun of Dor HaPologam. And this is the soid of Arayus. Arayus is the creation of offspring. The soid ha-Arayus is the Ramabul and the Rapaloga. This is Parshas Bereishis, is the creation by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, called Ma'aseh Bereishis. The creation, that idea that humans are part of the creation, is the creation of the civilization. That's the creation of the Ramabo, the Rapaloga, that's called Koyach Arayus. And then there is a third Chochmah. So the Mishnah in Chagiga says there are three secrets, that there is a control. Who do you convey the secrets to? Chochmah, which sometimes is called Sisrei Bereishis. Sisrei Bereishis, the secrets of Bereishis, Parshas Bereishis. The Sisrei Arayus, the secret of the Arayus is Parshas Noach, and the Soid HaMerkova. Soid HaMerkova is Parshas Lech Lecha. V'ezchoch mazmainse Merkova hu Parshas Lech Lecha. Hamedaber migilu Yashem izborach l'Avraham Avinu. This is the gilu, the recognition that the world is not independent. The world is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu kibiyochol rides the universe. V'ech Hashem izborach roi chevolov. That you become that unity between creation and creator. Realize, the creation, the creator, Parshas Bereishis. The role of the creations, Parshas Noach, which is called Chochmas Arayus. How the two are really one, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the creator, is sitting on top of the creation, is Parshas Lech Lecha. And that's the Soid HaMerkova, ki ovois hen HaMerkova. The ovois, they became the Merkova. They are the example of the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not that they recognize, they become the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu through them. Kmo she'omer Bereishis Rabbah, the Medrash says in Bereishis Rabbah, Parshas Pei Beis, ois vov, on the Pasuk, vihine Hashem nitzav alav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is standing on them. And Avraham Avinu is the beginning. V'hine Hashem nitzavayal Hashem me'al Avraham. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avraham Avinu became the gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Look at this, right? Is Elohike Avraham, Elohike Yitzchok, Elohike Yaakov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself. How the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avraham Avinu becomes an expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not that Avraham Avinu recognizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avraham Avinu becomes an expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the idea of Merkava. Merkava is the creation, the creators become you one, and one becomes an expression of the other. The bracha of the Ovis, that we say Eloiki Avraham, Eloiki Yitzchok, Eloiki Yaakov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Melech. We know that every bracha needs Malchus. Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. What is the Malchus of the first bracha? Is Elohike Avraham, Elohike Yitzchok, Elohike Yaakov. Now, we say on the bracha, "Umevi goel livnei v'nehem," Kodesh Baruch Hu bring a savior to their offsprings, leman shmoi behava. In other words, because of or in on behalf of his name. What does it mean? Mevi goel livnei v'nehem leman shmoi, because or on behalf of his name. The idea is the following: Avraham Avinu became a gilui of Hashem. We only know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Avraham Avinu, if we want to know what is chesed of Hashem, you look at Avraham Avinu, he expresses that. We learn all the chesed of Hashem from there. Yitzchok becomes the expression of Midas Adin, Yaakov Avinu becomes the expression of Midas Harachamim. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu that our Jewish history, it's a gilui of Shmoi, it's a gilui of the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, that Jewish history becomes an expression of who Hashem is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only known in this world through our history. Or maybe goyel ivnei v'neyem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings a savior to the Jewish, meaning Jewish teleology, Jewish history, is leman shmoi. Leman shmoi is on behalf of his name, which means to say is an expression of his name. So we want Jewish history to be a continuation of Avraham Avinu. Same Avraham Avinu became a Merkava that HaKadosh Baruch Hu expressed through them. We want Jewish history, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, also to express through us.
So what is the Ahava?
Because that's the greatest Ahava. What is Ahava? Ahava is connection.
When I mean, what is the special
Ahava is connection. Ahava is connection, right? What is Ahava? Ahava ve'achva ve'sholem ve'reyus. Ahava is giving of yourself. Ahava becomes loshon hav. Hav is to give. The great Avram is Oyavi, right? You see why Oyavi? Because Avram Avinu is the first one who gave his whole being to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He becomes not a separate being, he becomes an expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That recognition is the ultimate tikkun of the Rapaloga. And Hashem to man, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I only reveal myself through you. Atem Edai Vanikel, you are my expressions. You realize something. You look at how HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows himself in the world. It's bound to Jewish history. Is it Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is Jewish history? It's like Mark Twain says, meaning Jewish life. You could see what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all about. You see from our Jewish life. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megale Shmoi, the Gilui Shmoi Sevshel Shmoi, the name. What's the name? The name, the word in Hebrew for the word name is Shem. Shem is the same word as Shom there, that you point out. Shem is how you define something, how you could express something. We are the Shmois of Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because we are Megalehim. Through our lives, we are Megalehim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is no Gilui that doesn't come through Jewish history, which is an unbelievable thing. And that's the greatest Ahava. Ahava is giving. You could give a present, or you could give of yourself. Avraham Avinu gave of himself that he says, I want to express you. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave of himself, he says that you are how I express myself. I will express myself through you. You realize that our understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what we want, is maybe goy livnei v'neihem leman shmoi be'ahava, that our history should be an expression of his. And that is the greatest form of Ahava. Look at something. Zochreinu l'chaim, melech chofetz b'chaim, v'chosveinu b'sefer ha'chaim, this is in Rosh Hashanah, leman cho'elokim chaim. We want to have a life. Zochreinu l'chaim. Do you know why? Leman cho, because for your sake, we want our lives to be an expression of you. We are megale kvoide shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu in olam hazeh. So we're going to say that's a given. The other thing we know that they only had the Shem Elokim, so they were megala kudosh bochu betocha teva, because they couldn't be megala kudosh bochu above the teva. Afterwards, there was an idea of being megala Hashem above the teva, and that is the idea of Matan Torah and etc. Avraham Avinu is megala Hashem betocha teva, yesh bal habira. How chesed becomes this gale in olam hazeh. And that's the idea. Zochrinu lechaim melech chofetz b'chaim v'chosvein b'sefer chaim leman cho Elohim chaim. Elohim chaim, by the way, is the concept of Bina. Elohim chaim is that midas adin which is Nisgala Kodesh Baruch Hu through the channels of the Teva, and we want to be the part of the Teva, that's Megal Hashem. So we don't want only to recognize Hashem, we want to express Hashem. Yes, Le'osid Lovoy, but here in this life, because of Chreinu Lechaim, right, we want to, through Shem Elohim, right, because Elohim Chaim, our expressions, the recognition of Hashem above Teva, it's very givaldic, that's Le'osid Lovoy. But our lives of Mevi Goyel, to bring to the Goyel, is through the Shem Elohim. So we are coming through that. You know something, I'm going to tell you something, and I just have to tell you a story. I have to tell you a story, it just happened with me that I'm going to speak on the first day of Shavuos, because what do you want in life? We say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you could do a lot of things in the world, but we want to be the channel that do it through me. You could do through so many ways. Give me the chance. That's why Kosveinu Besefer Zechuyas. What is Kosveinu Besefer Zechuyas? Meaning we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to write us merit. If we don't have one, he will make it up. We want the chance to have the merit. I'll tell you a story that just happened with me now. My mom was in the hospital. She was in the some intensive care. That's why I was in Brazil. I'm downstairs, going up to the seventh floor. I see a lady that my sister knows. She says, you know something? It's very interesting. Her son became a Baal Teshuva, and he has some this immune disease that the body attacks itself, and he can't move. Well, and it's something, but he'll get better. And he's about Shuva. I say, listen, I'm going to Bimbakar Cholim. So I go to visit him, and he's about Shuva. 3 years ago, he becomes about Shuva. Then I am downstairs, and I meet his sister. And his sister tells me a story about this guy. Then I put two and two together. Then I meet somebody else who met him something. Meaning, I said like this, in these 2 days, I know about this kid who is in that intensive care more than anybody else probably knows. Because that's Hashgocha, that I meet one day his mother, one day his sister. I didn't even know his sister. But she says it, and then I meet a friend of his, and I'm there visiting his rabbis there. So, and then I realized that this kid needs something. And because I was able to put like this puzzle together, I said, wow, Kudosh Baruch Hu just gave me a chance. I said, you know something, if it would have been a baskol in the Shemaim and give me a shlichus, it would have been less than this. Because it's like a puzzle. I'm telling you, I saw in my own eyes a puzzle. One day I get one piece, I go there, the piece makes no sense. Then there's a second piece. And then I meet a third piece, and then a fourth piece. And in the end, I know about this kid more than anybody else. And I thought, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have given this solution to this person without me. Well, who needs me? But I, Baruch Hashem, imagine to have the schus to be Megal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to express HaKadosh Baruch Hu through me. That's the biggest bakosha that we have. And that's Avraham Avinu, Hu Amir Kovo. Yagid, absolutely. Yagid, the Loshen Yagid. What's the Loshen Yagid? Yagid, right? Yagid is always, Loshen Agoda, the Malbim always says, Magid is something that's relevant. I mentioned to you before, if you remember before Pesach, relevant. I want to make it relevant to me and to you. I want what I say is relevant, makes a difference. It's not only tell you who you are. Ufi yagid teilasech. I want to make sure that what I say makes a difference. And this is, by the way, life is full of these opportunities. Avraham Avinu Hu Amir Kovo, because we are constantly given the chance to be Megala Kodesh Baruch. What is the Esther, right? What Esther? Revach v'atzola yamud lam v'yidim mokom achem. Kodesh Baruch Hu make it happen. He doesn't need you. V'ato be'savich tovedo. In the end, you lose the opportunity. And I came to the conclusion that in life, we have so many of these opportunities because Kodesh Baruch Hu's greatest chesed that he could give to us is that he made himself, what's the ahava? The ahava is that he gave himself over to us. That he constrains himself, that says, you know something? I'll let you do my job. And that's an unbelievable thing. And I saw it with my own eyes. Everybody said, I saw my own eyes. And the Hashgoche, it's very easy to be oblivious. But if you put two and two together, then you start thinking, Kodesh Baruch Hu is telling me something. It's not possible such a thing. Then if you do that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows a third piece, and etc., and that's life. And that's Avraham Avinu, Hu HaMerkava. Hashem Nitzavolov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on you. And that's a Givaldike, that's Marukova, and that's the tikkun of Dor HaPaloga. Dor HaPaloga, he wanted to make a milchoma with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here we are making a milchoma with HaKadosh Baruch Hu as an expressing of Nitzchuni Bonai, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that is what I want. I want you to win over me, not because you are against me, but because you are revealing a level which is deeper that doesn't appear without you. And that's how life is all about. And you should know that the importance of life is always paying attention to the small details, because the small details of life is where the opportunities come up that we could be Megalahim. And that's the ultimate Ahava. And that's Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu is the one who does that, right? Avraham Avinu is the one who's Megale. It's called Avraham Oyavim. Avraham Avinu is called Tchila LaGerim. He's the beginning of Gerim. The whole idea of a Nefesh Asher Osu Bechoron is Avraham Avinu, who brings people Takas Kant Veshchinam. That's Avraham Avinu. So these are the three Koiches. Maise Bereishis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maise, the idea of Sod Ha'arayus, is how we bring about our civilization. The Merkava is to show that our civilization is a continuation of my separations. That's it. Says like this, Reb Tzadik. Shloisha koichos elu shel chochma be'ashpoi v'shloisha elu noshe medubor be'zaparshis. These were the people there. Koyach chochmas main sebereishis, the chochma of main sebereishis, that koyach of being makir, the chochma of main sebereishis, nishba be'odom harishon. Odom harishon is the one who's makir main sebereishis. Shua nivra rishon v'kir sasmo. This is the one who had the ability to recognize himself. He's the beginning of consciousness. Avraham Avinu is the consciousness who was able to be makir, to realize what the world is all about. He was able to be makir mind separations, and he was makir every nivra how he was created. And that's why he was able to give names, because he was makir was the chokhmah, the soid abrashis in every creature. Vedor shuli shnaim, and he gave this teachings of Chochmas Bereishis to two people, Hesheibon of Kain v'Hevel, Shem Gamken Shor Shekol Nefoshes Kamoi. That's the shortest of the Nefoshes, is Kain and Hevel. Kain and Hevel is the Hakor of Mainse Bereishis v'Kudosh Baruch Hu. Ki Em Reishis Oynoi. V'Noyach Hayaboki b'Chochmas Yisro Yitzos Nivoy b'Shitzav L'Achnus Kol B'Lechaim V'Tzomek L'Achnus Zer V'Dor Shal Shlish Abonav. However, Noach, what's Noach? Noach is the one who creates civilization. He was the one who cares for the animals. You see, Adam HaRishon was Makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't say that he created the animals. It doesn't say that he cared for the animals. Every single thing was there. He didn't create any civilization. The beginning of civilization, of the civilized world, as we know, is Noach. Noach is the one who took responsibility. He took the idea that he has to continue mind separations, is the idea of the role of the creatures. He's the one who cares for the animals. That's why he was taught that he had to care for the animals. He had to build the teva. He had to do it on his own. That's Noach. And he taught this to his three children. Avraham, Adam HaRishon, Chochmas HaBoire, he taught to two children, Cain and Hevel. Chochmas HaNivroim, he taught to three children. To who? Noach, Shem, Ham, Yofes. Umehem, Pirud, Zalom, Zalom, Shenoisem. And from there, all the languages and all the civilizations came about. Shekoyach, Kol, Umez, Bezeh, Hakiyum, Ha'olam, Bemaseim. Because all the nations created a civilization that they were supposed to populate the world, and not only populate the world, they were supposed to actually make the world happen. Upel Osen, huh? Right, Shes is the one that Kodesh Baruch Hu put Tachas Hevel Kiharogu Kain. That's the pasuk says. He comes in Mokum Hevel. And we'll take in a second, we'll talk about it. But he comes, he's not the third son. He's the one who comes to replace Hevel. Had Hevel lived, we know Shes. That's the pasuk says. Shalzeh kol kiyum ha'ol mikiyum v'yishav ha'olam. They are the ones who begin the creation and the civilization of the world, building the world. Lechadish peulo shoynes b'divrem koluma poelas peulam yuchad. That's why they had different languages, they were different people, because every nation added something to the world. Their koyach hanivroim is Noach, taking the world onto your own hands. And that is, he taught to his three children, b'shivim koyachas hanefesh, k'mo shenimor k'macher. So, let me tell you why. Odom harishrin comes to be makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, makir the Bria. What is the Hakoras HaBriya? What is the source of the Briya, Rabbi Yisai? It's always these two. There's always two forces in the Briya. That's why it's created with a base, which is Chesed and Din. So when you're Makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you realize that in the source of the Briya, of Mayim Separations, there are two forces. So how many children does he have? Two. One is Kain, one is Hevel. We know the Kain is Midas HaDin, Kikanani. Hevel is Midas HaChesed. So he had two children, and Shes comes to replace Hevel. But it's the Hakor of two. Those are the two. The world in its kernel is binary, is the zero and the ones. Right? That's why he teaches two children. The Koyach HaNivroim, the people in the world, what we come to do is do what? What we come to do in this world? To bring the number three, to create the balance. To create the idea of the balance, thesis, antithesis. That's the world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates. We create something called synthesis. That's why the three children. The Torah is that, right? The Torah. I told you, Torah, all the concept of Torah, Shebichtav Shebal Peh, is the Chochmas HaNivroim. It was given as a result of Noach, right? I told you, Noach is the beginning of Torah. Dor HaMabul, Torah Shebichtav, Dor HaPolago, Torah Shebal Peh, right? The Gemara says, right, in Shabbos, that that person from the Golol, Ha'u Glilo, we'll talk in a second, the Glilo, that person with the goal was used to say a broch and to say the following. Brich Rachmona, Brich HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they gave a rice at Lisoy, he gave a triple Torah, which is Torah Nevim Suvim, to Am at Lisoy, to a triple nation, Kohanim Levim Israelim, through a third person, which is what? Moshe Rabbeinu, which is the third brother, in the third month, on the third day, which is the third day of Shlosh HaSemei HaGbala. What is this special about it? I mean, this is a brocha. Okay, you had a lot of threes. There's the, like three, a triple Torah, to a triple nation, a triple month, and a triple day by three. What's a big mile of this? And interesting, the Golil is Gimel Lamed Lamed. It's also the Golil, the guy from the Golil is Gimel Lamed Lamed. Also, what was a three? So, okay, right? And the Havdil, I always say the Glilo, right? Who was the famous person who came from the Galilee? The Jesus of Nazareth, which is the Trinity, right? So the Gol had this triple thing. Why? What's the special about the Trinity? Because that's Torah. Torah is coming, is the third power. One and two are two in the kernel of the world. There are these two forces, which all of Bria is built on these two forces, which is called the Loikim Chaim Umen Lachoylom. These are the two forces of the world. And these two forces of the world, in essence, they cannot unite. The number, the only number in Hebrew that's always in the plural is the number two. Number two in Hebrew is shnaim or shtaim, which is always in the plural. Number three is in the singular, shloish or shalosh, arbo. Every number in every numeral in Hebrew is in the singular with the exception of the number two. Says the Maral, why? Because the number two is like two parallel lines that can never unite. Because if you have a partnership with two people, it only works if both of them are in agreement. The second they're not in agreement, you have an impasse. One says yes, one says no, it doesn't go anywhere. So you need the third force which balances it out. It's the third force of balancing because the balancing unites. And that's why in halacha, you always need three people to learn the Torah. Every koira has to have at least three psukim. Because three is the unity that comes at God is one. You go through the process of two, and two is that ribui. You bring number three to create unity, to create a balance, to create harmony. That's the one, that's why Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh Hashem's focus. There's always three. So the Koyach HaNivroim is to bring the number three. That's why Noach teaches to whom? He teaches the thing to his three children, Noach, Shem, Ham, Vayofes. And says something amazing. We have Rama Vinu, Shtei Kil Yosef, Kishtei Mayonas Noves Chochma. His two kidneys are the two kidneys, which is the understanding of the Chochmah, which is the two Chochmahs, the Chochmah Shteikel Yosef. What is Shteikel Yosef? Because he takes mind separations of Adam HaRishon, and he takes Chochmah of Arayas of Noach, the mind Semerkova, and he puts it together to mind Semerkova. Ladasu lehakir sheyesh labira belomanik, to realize that the world is not independent. It's impossible, bira doleket, that there is nobody who is manik. Haroichev al kol ha-brishya, that he, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is sitting on the bria. Vedor shal libno yechidoi, who does he teach to? To his only son, to the yochid. Which is exactly what happens. You take two to three, and then you're makir, that's really one. When you put the two and the three together, you're makir, that's only one. Avraham Avinu is the one who realizes that there's no bria and Boire, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megale himself through the Bria. So the Bria is an expression of the Boire. So it's not two and three, it's really one. That's a Madrega of Avraham Avinu. So Shmenaisu Shtei Mal Yosef Kishne Mayonus Chochma. So says Rav Tzadik Gevaldik, Adam HaRishon teaches to his two children, Noach teaches to his three children, and Avraham Avinu teaches to his one child only. And that is when Torah becomes not a wisdom, not a chokhmah, it becomes a feeling, it becomes experience, experiential. Because experiential means that there is no two, there is no three, it's it. The Hainu liknesses Yisrael, shebinyenu binyanu uma Yisrael, that's the beginning of Klal Yisrael. There's a Korah that Hashem echod. That we realize that we are an expression of Hashem. We are not makir Hashem. We don't recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We become the recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'lamaze. Adam and Noach is a chokhmah for everybody else. He's not the Jewish. Adam is Jewish. Avraham Avinu. We call Mokam Avraham Avinu. Nikra Av Amun Goyim. Avraham Avinu is also Nikra Amun Goyim. Ki o einu mi leida mi bet in zere so la musi min irechem le yistur levov is mora tshuva betolda. He, Avraham Avinu, is it chila lagerim. It's not that it's natural. That's acquired. Shari nikra tchila lagerim. Avraham Avinu, the Gemara is called Chagig. Avraham Avinu is tchila lagerim. Kaledei shtadus is zocha libina shebalev. Yoiz nikra etzan ezrochi. Avraham Avinu, through his hakora, through his work, was able to achieve that. Kezach we saw shuisha Yisraeli mibetenu. Kitam tal yedus chashator shu chazal. Avraham Avinu is tal. He's the beginning of do. Do is when a person is makir, in other words, through his step, that's why it's tchila lagerim. Through his avoida, he was able to do it, but it's not natural. From Yitzchak, that hakor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes natural. I don't think the Maharal said he was born into it. Why do you say? Because Avraham Avinu is Tchila Lagerim, right? Avraham Avinu is called Avraham Oyavi, is called Avraham Avinu is called Nodif, right? Bishal Avraham Avinu Shenikra Nodif. Avraham Avinu is called Nodif, right? Avraham Avinu is what the Maharal says is something a little different. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Avraham Avinu, the Ahava to Avraham Avinu, he doesn't say how Avraham Avinu earned it. Because after Avraham Avinu earned it, it became a chesed. So that's what the Maharal says. That Pesodik agree. In other words, Avraham Avinu gives the first step to be makir. But after the first step, he achieves Ahava, which is beyond that. And that becomes what Yitzchak becomes, which is a Jew mibeten, by choice, by hook or by crook. But in other words, Avraham Avinu gives the first step. Since Avraham Avinu, and look at it, how the Maharal says is mida keneged mida. Avraham Avinu went out of his way b'mida sacheset to be makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when there was nothing obligating him. So he did kibiyochol. He was nodiv. Bras Avraham Avinu shenikra nodiv. Avraham Avinu is the one who's generous to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because Avraham Avinu, der hakora. She yesh balabira, etc. Is not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a miracle to him. It was a hakor of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu saw bira dolekes. That's why Avraham Avinu is called Nodif. Avraham is called Chesed. It was Mischased in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because all of the generations until Avraham Avinu, we know, they were what? Shezando Bechasdo Yishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avraham Avinu is the one who is the Isha Chesed that tries to get Midas Adin, which goes to Talmud, which goes to Matan Torah, which is Midas Adin. But Avraham Avinu is called Nodif because there was nothing forcing. In other words, the world as it was, there was no chiyuv. Avraham Avinu did all kol atoira kula because shnei kel yosef nasus ke shnei mayonos chachma. So the Maral says Avraham Avinu gave the first step. Ki biyocha did a chesed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a chesed to him. That now what he gets is not a quid pro quo, is beyond a quid pro quo. Which becomes, by the way, the prototype of how Jewish life is. It's always matn schor shel tzadikim. The Tosiyonta says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a reward, it always says a gift of reward. Why is a gift of reward? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays us. He doesn't pay us like a salary. He pays us beyond the salary. He pays us always beyond. He always gives us between us chesed. That's Avraham Avinu, and Avraham Avinu afterwards. And therefore, after Avraham Avinu, becomes a Jew betolda. Jewish life is a right by birth. And you tell him, second, why do you deserve to be Jewish? Your lechera should be makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because then, after Avraham Avinu achieves Madrega, HaKadosh Baruch Hu bechesed gives us that connection, irrespective of our actions. That's Avraham Avinu, that's the Maral. So he said like this.
Sharitchil legeinim, ki alidei shtadlusu izocha lebina shebelev, velich yois keisan ezrochi.
That's what he's saying. Take a look. He becomes Eitan Hezrochi, Shke Ezrach b'Yisrael, he achieves from Geirim to an Ezrach. Shui ish Yisraeli mibeten, then he becomes Kedusha mibeten, which is independent of what we do. Avraham Avinu, because what he did, he became who he was. You go from doing to being. That's Avraham Avinu, that's the Maral, fits in very well. Ketam tal yeladuscha shedorshu chazal Avraham Avinu. That's why tal yeladuscha, meaning because of tal, the dew that was given to you, you became born. So because of what you did, you became who you are. And that's why, because of the chokhmah that Avraham Avinu was a goy, through what he found and what he earned, he got something beyond what he earned. So this is Avraham Avinu. This is what we saw. Sisrei Bereishis, Parshas Bereishis. Sisrei Arayis, Parshas Noach. Sisrei Merkava, Avraham Avinu. ולכך אברהם אבינו אומר במעיד הכי ראשנה. And that's what the Tzodik says in Likutei Morim later. He says, that's why Avraham Avinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how do I know that I'm going to get it? ואומר חזל, שמה בוא נחויתים. Avraham Avinu had a shali, you know something. I might be due, but what happens if my children don't earn it or don't deserve it? וזוכר דויר, what does he say? Avraham Avinu says, maybe if my children don't deserve, you're going to do to them what you did to Doer Amabo and to Doer Hapaloga. Why these two generations? Hem shnei dor is the golus Mitzrayim ve golus Bavel, because these two are the Jewish people. Avraham Avinu is the tikkun of those two generations. Dor Hamabul, Dor Hapaloga. Dor Hamabul is Dor Mitzrayim. Dor Hapaloga is golus Bavel. She shneim neged Avraham. Avraham Avinu is the beginning of taking this civilization, connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and creating the two generations. The two generations of Klal Yisrael. There were two geulas. There were two Kabbalah Satoira, right? You know, Kimu veKiblu. So there was a Kabbalah Satoira of Golus Mitzrayim. There was a Kabbalah Satoira of Golus Bavel. Golus Mitzrayim with all the Geul and Matan Torah is Keneged what? Is Keneged Dor Hamabul. Golus Bavel with Ezra HaSoifer and etc. is Keneged Dor Hapaloga. Those are the two. So he said, Avraham Avinu, maybe my children, which are the two generations coming from me, you do to them like you did to Ramabal and Apologa, because Ramabal and Apologa were two generations who didn't work out. So he says, Mitzrayim yaduo mefuresh batoira ve'arba malchus gam gedoshem keneged arba lamer mkova. We know that the arba malchus, which is Bavel, one of them, and Mitzrayim is keneged arba lamer mkova, kumo shiz ba'okum acher. Ve'ile adoire zibnei Yisrael atman gilguli yoysam shkini adoire. And Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim is the Gilgul of Doer Hamabul. That's why I told you the Gemara in Chulin says Beshagamu Bosar, and Doer Hapaloga is Eretz Shina, right? Is Eretz Bavel. Dora Mabul zochu le kabola sator sher lois be Dora Mabul. Dora Mabul, that's why when they heard about Dora Mabul, when they heard about Harsina, the goyim thought that maybe this is the second Mabul coming to the world, because this is Dora Mabul. Kmo shebuvu be zoyer be chelgim ve Dora Pologu golim koyim le Harsina. That's why the golus, the second golus, was the second kabola sator, was in Eretz Shinar, which is the mokum of the Tower of Babel. Vesham kiblu toira shenis kiblu ma shekiblu kvar. That was the second kabola sator. Vezochu le toira shebal bed, that's toira shebal pe, keneg, like we spoke before, keneg Dora Pologa. Avram Avinu was afraid that this relationship is a relationship of earning. So if you deserve, you are. If you don't deserve, you are not. He thought that he was a ger, and a ger needs to take a step and do it. If you are le'am, no. That's what the Maral says. After you did your step, now you're an ezrach, you're a citizen. Independent of what you do, independent of what you say, you are who you are. So the difference between Avraham Avinu, what he did was tchila lagerim, and because of his gerus, he was zoiche to be esan hezrachi. Shaz yadoa teida ki ger yezaracha. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told, if you think you are a ger, you're going to continue being a ger in Mitzrayim. That's why he was a ger. He thought he was a ger. Avraham Avinu thought that my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a relationship of earning, is a relationship of ger. Ger means that you have to take the first step. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that we got to the ultimate lowest level to Mem Tesharei Tuma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed them that no matter who we are, it doesn't matter what we do, we are now connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a natural way that's unbreakable. And that's the Avroid of Avraham Avinu. So we are Dora Mabul, Dora Paloga, but Dora Mabul, Dora Paloga, that after our tikkun, now we are connected, and that connection is unbreakable. Okay, and that we saw in Mitzrayim, that we were in the lowest level, we were saved. Kom Shomer Sadeh Dovir Tzedek, B'machshakim V'shivani, Zeh Talmud HaShel Bovel, Sh'bechoshech V'elem Pnei HaMelech. And that's why Dora Paloga is Keneged Talmud Bavli. Talmud Bavli is a Talmud of darkness. The interesting part of the Talmud is these are ideas of Hashem, but they come through humans. Exactly, Dora Paloga, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made himself dependent on us. The idea is that it's darkness, and through our understanding, we can bring it to light. This is the tikkun Dora Paloga. Dora Paloga, they wanted to have control. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll give you control. That I, in this world, depend on you. That's Dora Paloga, the Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh without us is Nitzchuni Bonai. But it's the Hakara that we are doing something, not on our behalf, but on behalf of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the amazing part of Torah Shebal Peh. Ki Yadua Debasku Litchilas. You know what happened in Bavel? Before Bavel, what did we have? And this is such an unbelievable thing what Rav Tzadok says here. What was before Bavel? Before Bavel was the generation of prophecy. Prophecy is HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking. What happens in the beginning in Bavel is the beginning of something called Baskol. Baskol is the daughter of the voice. Baskol Harishon, one was the first Baskol that the Gemara attests to, Besoite b'Shimon HaTzadik. Shimon HaTzadik, which is the beginning of Torah Shebal Peh, Shimon HaTzadik. Urosh Chach Me'ashmish, Mishiore Knesset HaGdoila, Shebichlol M'chag Ezchia Rimalach HaNevim. He is the end of the Nevim, right? Anshe Knesset HaGdoila, they had the last prophets. The remnants, which we spoke so many times, is Shimon HaTzadik. He is the beginning of Baskol. Why? Ki Bovel Achoraim D'Yerushalayim. Bovel and Yerushalayim are two the same thing. Yerushalayim is HaKadosh Baruch Hu showing to us. Bavel is like in the back, that we can see through us, we can see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the back. Is the reflection of Yerushalayim is Bavel. V'chen HaMigdal, take a look what it says. You know the Migdal Bavel, who HaChoraim, the Beis HaMigdash, Kmo Shekastim HaKum HaKher V'Yacher. You realize that the Migdal and the Beis HaMigdash are the same thing. What is the Migdal? Which is a building in earth connecting earth to heaven. What does the Mizbeach do, the Beis HaMikdash? It's a connection of earth to heaven. But you know what the difference is? Here is taking heaven into our hands. The Beis Hamikdash is exactly the opposite. He's taking earth into the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The idea of what's the Beis Hamikdash? That we take physical and we burn it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we take physical and we connect to Hashem. We take the world of physical and we cancel to Hashem. The world of the Migdal is exactly the opposite. He wanted to make Hashem subjugated to us. But this is the two. One is a reflection of the other. So Bavel is a reflection of Yerushalayim. The Migdal is a reflection of the Beis HaMikdash. The same way that Aramaic is the interpretation, is the back, is the reflection of Lashon HaKodesh. I'm Belikut Hira, like the Ari says in Parshas Veschanan, B'so Shnai Mikra V'chatargum, Yosham Be'arichus. So the Targum is the reflection of Hebrew. The Migdal is the reflection of the Beis HaMikdash. Bovel is the reflection. Haraya, you look something Givaldic. There are two calendars. We have the calendar of Re'iyah that we see the Rosh Chodesh. Where do we get that? Doer HaMidbar. Where do we get the calendar of the Cheshbon that we could make a calculation to get to there? Bavel, our calendar is the Babylonian calendar. Bavel is that reflection, is the calculation, is the almost like it's our grasping of the Midbar. So the same thing, the Beis HaMikdash, what the Beis HaMikdash is, the attempt to achieve that is the Migdal Bavel. Bavel is the attempt to be like Yerushalayim. That's why the Rosh HaChodoshim, the months. The months come from Chodesh HaRishon, Chodesh HaSheni, and there is an interpretation of the names, which is the Babylonian names of the month. The Babylonian is that reflection. The same way Abasco is a way to grasp HaKadosh Baruch Hu what he's saying without him saying. So the Baskol is to Nevuah what the Migdal is to the Beis HaMikdash, what Aramaic is to Hebrew, and what Bavel is to Yerushalayim. So you realize that the world comes in one Gilui of Hashem, which is the direct Gilui on the first one, that's the Ramabul, and that's the reflection through us to grasp what he says. It's like a reflection, like a mirror reflection. That's Dorapologa, and that's what we feel, and that's the whole story of Dorapologa. So he says, V'kol kolu b'loshen HaKodesh. That's why the kol is b'loshen HaKodesh, k'dis l'perk l'nemorim, baskol d'loshmu avida gam kibaram iskedua. And baskol, which is made for us to understand and to grasp, is like a reflection of the voice. That's why when HaKodesh Baruch Hu talks to us, he talks in Hebrew. When we understand and we grasp it, our understanding, our taking is in Aramaic. That's why Baskol is in Aramaic. The Gemara says the Baskol is always in Aramaic. What's the Targum? The Targum is our grasping, is our reflection of Losh HaKodesh. Losh HaKodesh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking to us. What we get out of it is the Targum. That's the Baskol. The Baskol is that we hear the voice. It's like an echo of the voice. That's the voice that comes through us. It's the reflection of the voice. Megillah. Kein hakol bivinim ponim befonim. We can't understand what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. We can't have our grasp. It's like a reflection. V'targum shebniyot b'farshim losh nakoidesh. Right? Targum is what our interpretation of shakoidesh l'ashmos bniyot. V'nitzah u'atzmo losh nakoidesh b'derech bakol v'kol adahodra. It's like a voice that returns. We have a voice and they have the echo that comes back. The echo that comes back is the baskol. That's the second one. That is the back, the reflection of Loshon HaKodesh. The core of Loshon HaKodesh, that's why Targum is something which is Loshon HaKodesh in Ishtabesh. It's Loshon HaKodesh, it was distorted. We know that all the Loshon come from the Hebrew. The first extension of the Hebrew is Aramaic. That is the echo of Loshon HaKodesh. And then the echo of Aramaic and the other languages. So Rabbi Tzodek says, that's Givaldic, to understand Dor HaMabul, Dor HaPologa, that we understood. Dor HaPologa is basically the reflection of Dor HaMabul. So Dor HaMabul is the one that didn't take any control. As a result of it, is Dorapologa. So Dorapologa is like almost the reflection, the mirror image. They take the opposite. And therefore all... Exactly. The overcompensation, the overinterpretation. That's exactly it. That's why the Bavli, if you look at the Bavli has Dora Mabu and Rapologa. I told you, Dora, there is the potential that's like in Hebrew, and that's the Talmud of Ravashi. And then you have a big part of it, which is Aramaic, which is the interpretation of the Hebrew Shmuas. Right? You realize that the Amoraim will say something in Hebrew, and the Gemara in Aramaic try to understand it like a reflection, like a baskol. Like trying to reflect upon it, huh? All in Hebrew.
Right, but that means that the Amoraim.
But even the Amoraim are in Hebrew. It's not true. Even the Amoraim, if you look at the Amoraic members, the vast majority of the members are Aramaic. Shomer, Shemasar, Lishomer, Rav, Omer, Potter, all of them. All the Shmuz are Aramaic. In other words, always when it's something which is a direct voice in Hebrew, a reflection. Right? It's like, in other words, when I say to you something in Hebrew, like a ping pong, when I give you the volley, is in Hebrew, your return volley is in Aramaic. Aramaic is the reflection, is the giving back, is the echo. So always the echo is in Aramaic. If you look at the Bavli will say something in Hebrew, and then will be echo of the Talmidim. Meaning, my dissertation always to say that these are two voices in the Talmud. These two voices are two, there were two roles in the yeshiva. There was something called the Tanoim and there was something called the Savoroim. If you look at the two, basically roles in the yeshiva. One with the Tanoim to give the direct voice, right, the teaching of the Amoraim, and then what the Talmidim received out of it, their reflections, their thinking about their interpretations. One is called the Amoraim, the Tanoim. I'm sorry, the Tanoim is the one that repeated, basically that repeated the Shmuz, and the other ones are called the Savoroim that interpreted it. The Kol and the Baskol, which is connected to Ramab, the Rapologa, which is connected to the Beis Hamikdash and the Tower of Bavel, connected to Mitzrayim and Bavel, connected Hebrew and Aramaic, and ultimately Torah Shebaal Peh, Torah Shebichsav, and Torah Shebaal Peh, and those are the Kol, the Nevuah, which was the first time Kodesh Baruch Hu speaking to us, and the second one is the voice, the echo that we heard, which means our interpretation of the voice which are hidden, and that's basically the role of the Nevroim that Avraham put it together, and that's Klal Yisrael, the Ramah, and the Apologah.